Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you every day for almost 17 years. Every day with as humanly possible, I keep showing up here, and you do too, and I appreciate that. Debbie Meyer shows up too. I'm telling you right now, Debbie Meyer is a trooper's trooper. She is the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America, Inc. She is the HSN star. I don't know how many. I know all of you see her beautiful face on television all the time, selling her green bags and my favorite, the cake taker, and also the very important pie taker. And then there's the donut taker and the ice cream taker. Is that where we're headed, Debbie?
Oh, you know, there's always a theme with you.
I know, and it's always about something sweet, isn't it? Hey, Debbie, welcome back. It's good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Hey, one of the things that I want to get your thoughts on is something that might surprise people a little bit, and that is the idea and the reality of inflation. You know, the Federal Reserve Board has two primary goals. They're supposed to try to keep employment at a reasonable level, which they've kind of have failed at over the last 5 years. And their other job is to manage the price index to keep the inflation in control. And they've done a pretty good job of that in a lot of ways. But if you ask somebody with the Fed right now, they would probably say inflation is in good shape. But I wonder if you really bore down into it with small business owners, what would they say, Debbie?
Well, they'd say, what? Because,
yeah.
you know, that whole thing about it, I call it hidden inflation. And mm-hmm. it affects the bottom line of everybody, whether it's a business owner or us business owners as consumers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation, the fact is that inflation, the actual rate of inflation is being hidden from us. And it's being misreported by the government. We're actually paying, you know, if you're paying the same amount of money, they figure the cost of goods hasn't gone up to the consumer or the
right.
business owner. So therefore, inflation is steady. Wrong. If any trip to, let's take a simple one. Let's go to the grocery store.
Right.
Any trip to the grocery store will prove to you inflation is being hidden because we're paying the same amount of money and getting less for that money, and
that's
they're
right.
hiding it in various ways, including in packaging.
It's not
so
exactly.
yogurt, to me.
That's
my prime example.
Yeah,
because yogurt
why.
Cups, you know, we had an 8-ounce yogurt cup,
yep.
suddenly, and it had a little plastic lid on it. Suddenly mm-hmm. you've lost the plastic lid. There's a reduction to
mm-hmm.
you. Then you started getting a little less in the container. You'd open
mm-hmm.
it and go, is this right? So it you didn't notice the container size change, just what was in it started
right.
to change.
Then it went
in
to
fact,
6 ounces.
One company,
and
yes.
now it's 5.3 ounces.
And you know what happens? All the cups change at the same time,
mm-hmm.
so there's no way for you to see it happen. So, and one company actually put a false bottom in their cup, so if you touched it from underneath, it was hollow.
Huh.
So they were hiding this from us, but still charging us the same.
What about
what
about the ice cream? I
knew you were going to hit that one.
Exactly. the former half gallon of ice cream is now something less than a half gallon. Now they say it. They clearly
yeah.
mark it on the thing that you're not getting a half gallon. But how many months? How long did people go without realizing that they were paying the same for less than a half gallon?
And you know things like. Things that used to be 6 in a package are now 4 in a package.
Right.
And you're right. The ounces are clearly marked. But when was the last time you actually
mm-hmm.
picked up what looks like a gallon container to
mm-hmm.
and read the amount on it? And that's the thing. When they change all the packaging at once, you don't notice it. So it's an imperceptible kind of thing.
It's a way...
And you get used to it.
That, exactly. And the thing is, Debbie, it's a way that big companies can drive their bottom line in a way that small business owners can't. See, we have to pay that. We pay for all that, and it doesn't just happen in food. And by the way, folks, remember this. The basket of goods that the Fed uses to calculate inflation, Debbie, does not include food or energy.
The two things that are the most volatile,
the two things that we write the biggest checks for, or so two of the biggest checks we write in a month's time, are for food and energy. They're not even in the basket of goods the Fed uses for inflation. So it's double hidden, Debbie, in that it's not showing up in the government's rankings, and it's hurting us also when we get our products and pay for them.
And what we have to provide for other people.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Debbie Meyer after these messages. She's fighting for you out there, folks. She's a major consumer advocate. Debbie Meyer and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.